Hello.
Hello, Mr. Stephen.
Yes.
Good evening, sir. My name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. Sir, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a survey of the city of Phoenix, Arizona. Can you spare me like 5 minutes? That's the most I'm asking. Just 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, sir, first of all, are you currently living in Phoenix, Arizona?
Kind of living in Arizona.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Really, it seems, especially in Levine, things are the same, status quo. Things haven't got better, they haven't gotten worse.
So, okay.
Realistically, I mean, you see a lot more homeless and everything out there, so.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gillett River Indian Community. Okay? So, let's start. First of all, let me see, sir. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
White.
Okay. Now moving forward, sir. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say the housing market and stuff like that is kind of poor.
Poor, okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. More dining and entertainment options.
It'd be about 3.
Okay. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
About 4.
Okay, what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
3.
Okay, and more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
What about better street and road maintenance?
2.
What about better public transportation options?
I mean, honestly, that one would be higher up, probably about 5.
Okay, and more good-paying jobs.
That one about 3.
3. Okay,
yeah,
moving forward. Okay, now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, student, or homemaker?
I'm employed.
Okay. Now, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
There's the right amount.
Okay. What about thinking about businesses in your area? Would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
There's the right amount.
Okay, and moving forward, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each piece, tell me no or yes, you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Dollar stores and discount chains.
Yes, I'd like to see more.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
No, there's plenty out here.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes, I'd like to see some more.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
No.
No, okay. And doctor's offices and hospitals.
Yes, definitely like more hospitals and stuff.
Moving forward, sir. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see of more in Levine, in your own words?
Oh, probably just more restaurants and entertainment venues.
Okay, moving forward, sir. We're almost finished here. Now, switching gears a bit here, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
It's growing into a big problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
It's a moderate problem.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of housing out here, but the cost of it's gone up quite a bit.
Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing living. Single family detached homes.
Yes.
Housing options for seniors, sir, for seniors.
Yes.
Townhouses or attached homes.
Definitely yes.
And multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix, sir?
Overall, I mean, I was born and raised in Phoenix. I just moved out for 10 years, so I'd say 40 years plus.
Wow. Okay. Now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Okay. And now, sir, this is the final part. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Yes.
Would you oppose or in favor of that?
In favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhouses, duplexes, or triplexes.
In favor.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
In favor.
What about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
In favor.
And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
In favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
In favor.
Okay, now move forward, I'm sharing. Now, sir, the last few questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay, and what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000. 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
100 to 125.
Okay. And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Steven.
Thank you, Steven. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.